Aligns itself with the statement delivered by the distinguished delegate of Indonesia on behalf of the non-aligned movement. Mr. Chair, the Secretary General of the United Nations has called for a disarmament that saves lives. This is actually not a new concept. The very first General Assembly resolution rightly addressed the issue of nuclear disarmament due to one simple fact. The magnitude of the humanitarian consequences of nuclear weapons were as clear to us then as they are now. The risk of nuclear detonation, accidental or intentional, impacts the security of us all and our shared environment. Therefore, the disarmament agenda must belong to the people as it impacts humanity as a whole. In today's environment, where the international security landscape is as precarious as it has ever been, it is critical that nuclear disarmament be revitalized with the goal of maintaining security for all and not just a few. We need to address the issue of nuclear deterrence and the modernization of nuclear arsenals, which seem to ensure further insecurity and fear rather than safety and stability, in light of their apparent inconsistency with the objectives and purposes of the NPT. It is our shared responsibility to do more. In this regard, Thailand calls for all states parties to implement their obligations under the NPT in full and without delay, particularly on Article 6 on pursuing negotiations in good faith on effective measures relating to nuclear disarmament. Mr. Chair, the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons is the end station of that pursuit. But the treaty's adoption is only the first step towards the realization of Article 6 of the NPT. To completely fill the legal gap on the prohibition of nuclear weapons for all stakeholders, including nuclear weapon states and other nuclear arms states, and disarmament agenda needs to be reconceptualized. This agenda needs to be reintegrated into the current global agenda. Conversations between nuclear weapon states and the non-nuclear weapon states must be reshaped, taking into account the complementary and reinforcing nature of the TPNW and the NPT. The disarmament pillar of the NPT will be further implemented when nuclear weapon states demonstrate stronger political will to engage constructively in the NPT review process and take concrete measures to eliminate their nuclear weapons, to reduce the risk of nuclear detonation, including those agreed upon and recommended at previous review conferences. Furthermore, commitments to international norms on disarmament and obligations related to nuclear weapons reduction, arms control agreements, and other disarmament agreements must be strictly observed. Nuclear weapon zones are also a mechanism to build trust and ensure disarmament, as reflected in Article 7 of the NPT. Thailand encourages the close coordination and collaboration among these zones in the pursuit of a nuclear weapon-free world. States parties of these zones should engage in dialogue with civil society organizations on a human-centered security concept. We call on all parties concerned to support the early consultations on the establishment of a Middle East zone free of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction, to further reinforce the NPT and bring us closer to a nuclear weapon-free world. Mr. Chair, disarmament must also take into account the overarching goals and important agendas of the international community, particularly the Sustainable Development Goals, the mutually reinforcing nature of disarmament, and the 2030 agenda must be strengthened as envisioned by the UN Secretary General in his remarks at the Conference of Disarmament. We thus need inclusive and transparent consultations among stakeholders to shape our way forward in pursuing the people's agenda. Mr. Chair, it has been nearly 50 years since we entered into the Grand Bargain, which leveraged the promise not to pursue nuclear weapons against that of their reduction and elimination. Thailand is committed to keeping up our end of that bargain and look forward to continuing our work and working with all states parties to that end. I thank you.
I'd like to thank the representative.